So you here?
Check, check.
It's okay.
Check, check.
Yeah. Check, check.
Okay. One, two.
Awesome.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Als Elektronikmusiker, als Electronic Musician, ist natürlich das Instrument, Hauptinstrument. Geräusch ertönt, dann will der Computer, dass man sich mit ihm befasst. So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2.
Nie langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars. Ja, könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen.
Das ist Musik, ne?
Live from the Superbooth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
So, wir sind hier bei Superbooth Radio und heute ist der 9. Mai und wir sind live auf Pi Radio und Radio Woltersdorf 88.4 in Berlin, 90,7 MHz auch in Potsdam und bei piradio.de live im Stream. Hallo Frank, wie geht's dir?
Lieber Christian, fantastisch. Wir hatten gestern schon einen ganz wunderbaren Radiotag, glaube ich. Heute ist die Stimmung mindestens genauso gut. Bin heute zum ersten Mal im Haus rumgelaufen
Und
habe mich auch schon verliebt.
Ja? Ist es in Ordnung, wenn wir auf Englisch umschalten, Frank?
Ich bitte darum.
Ja, you fell in love today during the Super Bowl?
I fell in love today in a blue instrument.
In a blue instrument. I see. I've seen a couple of those. Maybe three even. It's in a house or it's in a tent or it's in a
It's glass. In a house in a big room, in a central room. There's an audience from some people.
I understand.
In a youth.
Some, well, the people also have to look for some stuff. We can't be open about everything. Well, I would like to welcome two very lovely guests that I've been personally looking forward to and also been talking to already during the Superbooth yesterday. Welcome Walker Farrell from Make Noise.
Thank
welcome,
you.
Welcome. And welcome Eloise, and you're working for today for the Seismic Microphones from Leipzig.
Leaf Audio.
Leaf Audio.
Leaf Audio,
that's
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I'm was born
organizing a workshop. Okay. Exactly.
You're doing the workshop. When is your workshop happening?
It was yesterday for mixed people and today for Flinter. And definitely we had some very good sound fishing.
Sound fishing sounds fun. And where is it happening?
We had 1 hour conference first to explain a little bit about the concept of field recording and also deep listening.
Mm-hmm.
And after we went to the forest to do a long recording, a static recording. Recording in stereo, and then we recorded later the sculpture, this metallic sculpture in form of flower you have in front of the convention, and it sounds beautifully, very interesting for sound design.
Oh, you made a long-standing recording of the flower spring in front of the FAZ?
No, we did the long recording to catch the soundscape of the forest and to analyze the biophony, means everything with the animals that were happening there. We could catch that there were 7 different kind of birds, for example, and also check that there are very low noise from the metro, from the S-Bahn happening. So a bit this extended ears. Now, when you record the soundscape, you're hearing stuff that you don't hear on the first picture.
Lovely. Oh, that sounds a lot of fun. Like a lot of fun. There's some. What I like about this is that you take your time doing something at Superbooth, so you actually invested in the time in listening, which is something that I personally haven't been part of during Superbooth so far. I sometimes take my time with the guests to sit here and talk to people.
May I ask, are you making those recordings public? That sounds really interesting.
We will charge some of the recording on the Apori, A-P-O-R-I-E-E. A platform that is world map where amateurs and professional field recorders and artists are charging their sound, and they geolocalize the sound. You can look like on Google Map and you will put there the sound you record with some description and the precise indication, of course, and it's open source, so very practical platform. Apori, again, because you can download for free, it's without rights. So of course, when you put your record there, you can be potentially someone can use it. Sure. That's a very, very passionate. I like open source things, and I think it's perfect, this platform somehow.
Cool.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, something to load up into my Morphogene reel, for example.
I mean, that was part of what I was thinking there, yes.
Exactly, wow. In the Morphogene, yes. Exactly.
Yeah, sweet. The Morphogene isn't fairly new. I mean, I was just trying to get to, I was rushing already through a lot of manufacturers, and I saw the kind of day you were probably having, Walker. I mean, I really admire the multimod already from afar, but there's a little secret that you can tell us about. You also have a series of new modules now that delve into something that was probably unimaginable a few weeks ago for most people, but you have something you can tell us about, a new module that Make Noise are presenting today.
Yes, absolutely. We are announcing the Polymaths at Superbooth here. We had just released the Jumbler last week, and we're really excited about that, but then we thought for Superbooth we want to do something bigger, because the Jumbler is a cool module that's kind of a little utility that's very, very flexible and useful, but the Polymaths it's almost like a window into what's coming next, as well as being a fun thing that we're working on now, and it's introducing a number of concepts to the growing new universal synthesizer system concept that we've been generally working on for about a year now, a little over a year, and this is kind of a turning point into having a number of concepts that are going to be fully realized across a number of modules, and just giving a number of new ways to control many things from one source and trying to remain very playable in simple, intuitive ways while being able to get very complex results, and also trying to get to a place where we can do complex things like polyphony and modular without the need for any kind of proprietary signals or cables, always having everything be the familiar signals that we already know, so that everything's fully compatible and continuous with the existing system that already exists.
It's unbelievable. Have you seen it, Eloise?
Not yet.
You should check it out for sure. I love it does have the flashing arrows, but it's also very colorful, and it represents also a rainbow. The outputs are cycling in multicolors, and I've heard like polyphonic sounds coming when the envelopes are becoming so fast that they start to sound themselves. There's a polyphonic sound we can hear.
Yes, what it has an oscillation. Each channel has an envelope or a function and an oscillator. And so when you're using it for modulation, it creates a function that can then be used to modulate the amplitude of a slow or a modulation speed oscillator, an LFO, so to speak, to make complex functions. And then you also have the option to use the oscillator as a bipolar audio rate oscillator that can be still modulated by that envelope to create whole notes, and there's 8 channels of them that can be sequenced independently, so you basically have an 8 voice tone generator.
So you did say we can sequence them independently.
To some degree, yes. There's a the independence and the connectedness of the different channels they have both at all times, independence and connectedness.
I remember on my old Math, I used to have a cycle button, and I could have either a single envelope triggered or have multi-envelope, a looping envelope triggered, which gives me this cycle control. But I saw there's a new mode button, and there are color indications. So there are different stages of this transformation, of this control over the individual voices.
Yes, the individual channels they get activated by a combination of an activate input and a span parameter, a control, and the modes determine how those work to activate them. So we have mode where you just simply point at the channel you want to activate and send it a gate, and it activates that channel. We have a mode where the activate input will cause successive inputs to activate with additional gates, so it's almost like sequencing, and you can create different patterns with that. And we have another mode that will allow multiple channels to activate at once, and we're that one I'm kind of keeping under the belt at the moment. We'll talk more about that when we get further into the summer.
I'm looking very forward to what but it's always nice to have something that comes back. If I have a module and there's a sort of longevity to it, where there's a firmware update or something that arrives like a few years later, that's kind of a nice thing to have also, because I think it's also a very complex concept that have to be soaked in and acquired by the artist. And if there's one or two modes to play with, I think that's nice. I understand the first mode sounds a little bit like a scanning mixer to me, and the second one a little bit like sort of track and hold sequencer kind of affair where they cycle next, so to speak.
I think you could use those metaphors
in a way like that. There's like kind of like a spread parameter and a kind of curve, peak curve parameter that I can send to the individual envelopes, so to speak.
The spread parameter is mostly used to achieve some independence of the different channels from each other. Their parameters are all the same unless you spread or modulate them, and then you can use spread to create differences in channels from channel 1 through channel 8 or channel 8 through channel 1. They deviate farther from each other the farther they are from each other on the outputs on the panel. So you have it's a single control that controls, well, really up to 40 things, because spread affects 5 parameters at once times the 8 channels. So it's a very very macro type of control.
Everything you say always makes me want to make music with make noise modules. It's somehow
it's a reference.
It's a reference. No? What do you think about this? I'm very excited by this idea.
I'm a beginner in say the modular, and I know that the Math is such a module. I'm not using it yet, so when you talk about morphogen, okay, this is the one I like for years, but I'm not yet into this, but hopefully very soon.
This was always the joke. What is Maths? That's how it started out for me. When it was the first module where nobody really knew what it is. Then you slowly acquired this knowledge over years, you refined it, then it becomes displayability. There's some hidden meaning behind the knobs and you can only feel it. And then all of a sudden it becomes clear. It's one of the more beautiful journeys that a lot of people had in Eurorack to explore this utility module. Yeah.
You make me want to try it then, because now I'm thinking my colleague in the music studio have it on his modular, so maybe I can connect my hop to stall a bit of check a little
bit. Well, you know, I think the same is true of field recording and sitting and listening to an environment. You don't hear the things you're going to hear at first. You know, the longer you sit there and listen and start to pay attention and really be in it in the most immediate sense, you start to hear all the things that, were they even there before? I start to hear rhythms among the birds or the, did you say bio, what was the word?
Biophony.
Biophony, yeah, I love that. That's
anthropophony, the sounds made by the human and the machine, and biophony, the sounds made by the animals, yeah.
And the way that they are, when they're layered together and you're listening to them together, they're creating a sort of music that's only there if you sit there and listen for it. That's so sitting there and listening, recording and listening back, or, you know, I definitely want to get some of that sound you've made into my morphogen.
The sculpture here was very like a giant gong, we could say. Also, we could talk about plate reverb there, I guess, because it have definitely a bit of this touch. research. And when you play the entire sculpture, this flower in iron is resonating. So you're maybe not hearing just your little hit there, you're also hearing the entire structure. Mm. So for sound design, it's definitely extremely interesting. And we catch the maximum of it because obviously we have this very good contact microphone and geophone. They are seismic microphones for low frequency from Leaf Audio, this company from Leipzig. I have to say that it makes the experimentation very, and the sound catching very fun.
Lovely.
Yeah, they also have this very beautiful sound box for years now, no? Where you can do a sound design with springs and contact microphones.
It's with contact inside, exactly. That's also quite practical, yeah, little box. And they are providing also a preamp that is called field amp that you will use in between your recorder and the contact microphone to reduce the noise.
Oh, that's nice, especially with the contact microphones. I always get so much.
I think it's necessary, yeah.
Mm. So shout out Leaf Audio from Leipzig. Yeah, wow. Should ask them to come around as well, yeah. Where do we find you soon? Do we find you at another workshop?
No, I'm finished now.
You're finished.
I was doing two workshops of 3 hours 30. And it was very interesting, yeah.
So you get to walk around now? Or you go back to Leaf Audio?
Now I'm going to check modules and things, yes.
Maybe some make noise.
I think so, yeah. I have to see make noise.
Yeah, we'll see you at the booth.
Yeah, great. Wow, wicked. Nice. Thank you guys so much for doing this. I'm really, really excited to have been talking to you. This has been an amazing match. I've learned about Bayophony. I learned about
great to meet you.
That it's maybe not necessary to have proprietary cables to do polyphony in your rec. Check it out.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
for
you
the
guys.
Interview.
Thank you guys.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And the super booth.
Yeah, I'm glad I could get you out of your
It's
there.
Nice to take a quick breather from the from the heat of the booth. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
Okay.
It's relaxing.
It is.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.